you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
It's going down in here. Okay. The fire marshal coming because it's crunk in here. Yeah, yeah. A lot of broke cats playing puff in here. Okay. Sipping Pellegrino like it's Belvedere. Whoa.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live here at 1480 AM Studios KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac. How is it going, you guys?
Excellent. Have you seen this movie, the movie that this song is from?
I don't know this one.
This song is Up in Here by Kovas. The movie is called Captain Phillips.
That's on one of my best lists.
It's number six on my list. It was terrific. You got Tom Hanks in the role of the year. I think he definitely deserves the best actor.
He's very good. Very good. I totally agree on that one.
One of the top five actors of our generation.
Oh, yes.
Without a doubt.
And I believe that if, you know, this isn't my top movie. This is number six on my list. But if in terms of like movies that everyone else agrees on, this, I believe, is the movie that should get the Oscar.
Oh, Captain Phillips.
Yeah. Yes. Captain Phillips, I think, is, in terms of quality, the best movie of 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say that or All Is Lost.
I didn't care for All Is Lost.
I'm so sorry.
It's not on my worst list, but it's
But not seen Sloss.
I just noticed something. I don't think I've seen any of the movies we've talked about.
I'm so sorry.
You haven't yet?
So sorry.
I'm sure that you've seen a couple of them. So I'm sure
maybe
that there are still a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as a
I think you have.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It is interesting. Yeah.
But Captain Phillips is...
You need a life.
Captain Phillips is relentlessly intense. I was digging my fingernails into the seat's armrests. I was as close to the edge of the seat.
It was a girl that kissed you on the cheek.
I was as close to the edge of the seat as I possibly could be. Kind of like that 11:45 to midnight time. And it just was nonstop. And again, Tom Hanks is just wonderful in this movie.
He really is.
The last few moments of the look on his face, just, you know, amazing.
That was great acting.
Yes. And all right, so let's talk a little bit about let's go back to our In Memoriam segment that we missed last segment. These are some of the film industry folks that passed away this past year. And very, very sad. I think the one that's most notable that shocked us all is Paul Walker.
Yes, no question about it.
40 years old. He passed away in a car accident. And we were talking about it during the break, right?
Yeah, absolutely. With Fast and the Furious 7, they found, what they're going to do is retire his character. So his character won't die in the film. But basically,
they're going to use the footage as well.
That they already shot with him. Yeah.
And just kind of like write him out.
It's a nice send-off.
So Paul. Retire like he's just going to...
We'll see how they do.
Yeah. I mean, they won't give everything away, right. but that's what they've said.
Yeah. And another one that shocked me was Corey Monteith, 31, star from Glee.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And very, very tragic. Wasn't the best way to die. I don't know that there's no good way of dying.
How did he die?
It was an overdose.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And speaking of drug-related deaths, one that happened in August, but just yesterday, mm-hmm. news came out from a coroner from that 70s show, Elisa Robin Kelly's death. Yeah. And they said, drug-related death.
Yeah.
Now, here's one that I was surprised. I looked this up this morning, mm-hmm. from the Mickey Mouse Club. My cousin used to be mistaken for Annette Funicello.
Yeah, 70 years old.
Yeah, and she had, I want to say cerebral palsy, or mm-hmm. she had something like that. But she was a big fan favorite long ago.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate to see that. There was someone else, Bonnie Franklin died too.
Bonnie Franklin,
from, Valley Bertinelli.
One Day at a Time.
Yeah, One Day at a Time.
69 years
but
old.
But I had no idea. Jonathan Winters passed away.
Yes, Jonathan Winters.
And Pat Summerall.
He's 87.
George Jones, is that the country western guy?
George Jones, yeah. And then one of the Everly Brothers was just on the
show. Yeah, last night. That was just last night.
Yes, that's 2014.
That would be 2014,
But it
so
was really...
be forgotten by the end of the year.
And Gene Stapleton, of course.
James Gandolfini.
Yeah, very, very, very young still. And,
Peter O'Toole, 81.
Yeah.
And, one of my idols, Roger Ebert, 70.
Very...
And Dennis Farina, of course, who was 69.
Karen Black, too. She was pretty good long ago, and unfortunately, she... Edie Gourmet.
Yeah, Edie Gourmet was 84.
Yeah.
And, of course, also Gene Stapleton, 90.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the oldest one. Or no, I'm sorry, there's one that's older on this list. Gene Fontaine, 96.
David Frost, of course, they had a big TV show. What's that guy? The guy from Sex, Masters of Sex or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure who he is. Wait, or who
Frost, no, the guy that played...
Oh, okay.
Plays,
Frost Nixon. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You said
from
his
Twilight.
Name last time. Yeah.
From Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, you know.
Sheen.
Tommy Michael Morrison Sheen. In Rocky V.
Yeah, the former boxer. Yeah.
Cal Worthington, if you're in Southern Cal, you know about
Cal
Worthington.
Go see Cal.
Tom Clancy and Lou Reed.
Mm.
And then,
if you're a boxing fan, I didn't know about this either. Ken Norton defeated Muhammad Ali long ago, and I did not know he passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's and then most recently, obviously on New Year's Eve, James Avery, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Ed Lauter,
at 65.
Marsha Wallace, of course, from The Simpsons and several other things. Wow. So a lot of people that we lost, and so we want to extend our deepest sympathies to their family and their friends, and of course all their fans, as we very much are.
And Patty Page, too.
Yes. And since we're an entertainment show, obviously that's why, you know, we say it with celebrities, but all the non-celebrities out there as well, you know, obviously our condolences to families, friends that have lost loved ones.
And Nelson Mandela. Anyone who's lost, anyone who's not a celebrity or, you know, anyone that, I mean, just people who've lost people this year. So it's very sad. And but of course, 2014 is going to be an excellent year. I know it's a little bit too optimistic, but we're not going to lose anyone this year.
Absolutely.
But we already have.
Very optimistic.
But let's keep the downer moment. We'll skip ahead to our worst movies of 2013 since we're on the downer kick right now. I'll go over a few of them that are on my list. At number 10, I have Beautiful Creatures. Remember that? It's about a bunch of witches.
I didn't see it, but I saw half of it actually on TV, and it looked pretty good. I didn't see the first half.
Okay. Well, number 9.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it was about witches. Number 9.
That's why.
Did you ever see Machete Kills?
No, I didn't, but I know you didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
I still want to see it, but...
And here's the thing. I love the first one, too. And these aren't the, like, worst movies. These are worst in terms of they should have been better. Because I saw way worse movies.
A lot more.
But if I said the worst movies, you wouldn't even have known... You know, you won't know their titles because you haven't heard of them. Right. These are what we should have expected more from.
Absolutely.
I've got Insidious 2 is on this list as well.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that either,
but...
I was a big fan of the first one. Yeah. Big fan of the first one. And, of course, that's how we got into our remote viewing topic.
Yeah.
And Pacific Rim. I know that you liked Pacific Rim, didn't you?
Or no? I didn't see it.
No, you didn't see Pacific Rim.
He's referring to Dave there. I didn't see it. I think Dave did see Pacific Rim.
What was it about?
Yeah, there was robots. Robots fighting each other.
No. Oh, I did see that.
You liked it,
must have been wonderful.
I remember that.
It was okay.
I watched it, and I can't honestly tell you one thing about it.
Yeah, me too. It was... who was in it? Was it Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
Oh, that's Iron Man.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a cheap version of Iron Man.
What's his name?
I don't even...
Elba or something?
It wasn't
Idris
that.
Elba,
it
wasn't
was,
it?
Yeah. Sorry, no, it was nondescript.
It was horrible. It was like hitting yourself over the head with a frying pan.
Yeah.
Or getting kissed on the cheek.
Right. No, that's a good experience. That's a top one experience.
But how would you compare it to getting... Okay, forget it.
Right. Number 5 is The Conjuring. The Conjuring, I know other people love that. I hated it. One of the worst horror movies that I've ever seen.
And you are a connoisseur of horror movies.
Yes, yes. And number four, a movie that you keep talking about today with Ethan Hawke.
Oh, Getaway.
Yes, Getaway.
The greatest actress of our time, Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. Horrible, horrible casting choice. Number 3, Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
Oh.
They're deciding to make a sequel to this horrible movie Nobody saw it.
Oh.
It was a box office flop.
I heard there was a person that one person saw.
Yeah, I did. And unfortunately,
yeah.
I really should not have went and saw that. Number 2, a movie that has Cameron Diaz on the top of a car, making out with a car.
Oh,
The Counselor.
I would love to just see that.
I didn't see that.
That scene, I'm sure that, that scene is amusing. Yeah. The movie itself, horribly boring, doesn't make any sense. It is just very frustrating.
That's the only reason Javier Bardem wanted to be in the movie. It's just for that scene alone, probably.
And my number one worst movie of the year is The Fifth Estate, the most boring movie I've ever seen.
Oh,
all about the WikiLeaks
with Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I said it right.
Yeah,
kind of.
All right,
here's, you want to hear my worst movies?
Yeah, I know. Of course,
Hangover Part 3. R.I.P.D.
Really? R.I.P.D. I
disagree with Hangover 3.
All right, Movie 43.
What?
Yes.
I love that.
I hate it.
Off the air, you like that.
He's a liar.
You're just saying it because you think clients or something.
Hugh Jackman scene.
Before Midnight, absolute worst. That's the top worst.
It's wonderful.
The World's End.
The World's End.
I knew I'd get controversy.
What's The World's End?
You loved it.
The World's End. Nobody saw. We didn't even review that. You're talking about This Is the End. That's a different movie.
But you liked that too up there.
I love when he gets excited.
Because I talked to you about that.
Gravity and Bad Grandpa.
You didn't like that.
I love when he gets excited. This is so exciting.
No, but this is
good material for Dave Random Magnets.
I like Bad Grandpa. I disagree with the ones I've seen on
Eric,
this
I'm
is
good
the
at
end
rattling
one of
up
my
the
favorites.
People.
You rattled the cage.
But what's really weird with that is movie 43, and This Is the End at least, I know Dave liked, and I think on the air he's just trying to be different because he's older and his generation may not like them as much.
But he
so
said he loved This Is the End originally.
Yeah,
on the
he
air.
Did. Yes. Yeah, you did.
And we'll roll back the tape.
Roll back
that
the
tape. That was on my top 10 worst movies.
It was?
Yes, that was probably number one.
Yeah, see? Now we're talking.
And by the way, earlier I mentioned that you mentioned that one of your favorites is All Is Lost, right?
We'll, yes.
We'll go over our favorites later.
Yeah.
But All Is Lost is on my colleague Stan Robinson's at AZ Weekly. That was his top movie of the year.
Oh.
I didn't like it. He loved it.
And I would give a list of my worst movies, but I didn't make one, and I can't think of any offhand.
Yeah.
And the ones he listed, I've seen, I don't agree with, and the ones you said, I don't think I saw any of them, so I can't.
Oh, no, you can't comment.
Right. Well, let's go to something that you have heard.
Yeah.
Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of the Year. Let's go to number four.
Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of 2013. Number 10. Is that Neil Young?
And my girlfriend will back me up on this.
Hi, guys!
Is that Neil Young?
Come on, I like Sasha.
Really?
Oh. And yeah, she murdered her husband, right?
Okay, yeah.
So this has been going on for a while?
I see things that are inexplicable. I've come home and all my dresser drawers are pulled out to the extent. And her purse is on the ground and the contents are all over the floor.
Yeah.
And
yes.
she was cleaning up the mess, she overheard on the radio there's a lunatic escaped and he's dressed as Santa Claus. She'll call me up and she'll say, "Look, Mommy, I let Santa in."
Wow.
Wow.
Number 9. I think I got attacked.
I was just curious, like the Isaacs, they're not like an angry clan when they get together for holidays and stuff like that?
No. Very nice. I don't drink, so.
Any fights?
Oh, yeah. I think I got attacked because I got this huge rash on both feet and my legs. Look, I got a ring here.
Wow.
And a ring on my neck.
People are getting tortured. People are getting whipped. There's, you know, their backs are raw meat. They whip them terribly. The bloody pulp.
That was fantastic. Ever see that stuff?
Never.
Eric, have you seen it?
Sounds like a scary place.
Number 8. Is that Mickey Mouse's hand with blood on it?
Here comes Eric's ex.
Oh, wow. This is appropriate, yes.
Wow, just when you thought it would be safe to get back into the dating game. We have the same ex?
No, I guarantee mine is more vicious than yours. For 12 years, she's been the most vicious human being that I've ever met.
Wow, and you're such a nice person, though.
Is that Mickey Mouse's hand with blood on it?
What?
Listen, I am bipolar. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that. It looked like two women. I couldn't tell, quite honestly. Oh. I thought it was one of these HBO specials or something.
Number 7. Cordy Caitlin's a Jeepers Creepers.
I painted a psycho. Cordy Caitlin. What? Lincoln Felter? Wow. Cordy Caitlin's a Jeepers Creepers. Cordy Caitlin crept under doors. I can never hear Cordy Caitlin without looking under doors. I was looking under doors for years. Yeah, that was scary. I see Cordy Caitlin through the window. Cordy Caitlin here in the parking lot. That is scary. That is really freaky. Tiptoe through the tulips, through the glass, over and beyond.
This is a film that will change life
as we
know it.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Ooh, yucky.
Right, all right. So, my number 5 best movie of the year. You saw this movie, Greg.
I did.
Yes, he did.
It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Snitch. Oh, Snitch.
That was pretty good.
Snitch. Snitch.
Well, I would think, you know, the other one with Brad Pitt or whatever.
Right, no, that was a few years ago. This one's Snitch.
Years ago.
And, you know, it provokes intellectual thought.
I did like it too.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And it's all about mandatory and minimum laws, which I thought was really interesting. This shows you that movies can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Just this morning, I heard on the news that the federal government is looking into getting rid of these mandatory minimum laws or changing them at the very least, especially for the drug offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't make any sense, and we're filling up prisons, spending all this money and everything. So, you know, movies do make a difference, especially when they're really good like this. This is such a suspenseful movie. It's exhilarating. You will not emerge with your nerves unfrayed from this tension, your spirit unbroken by this social injustice, or your heart unaffected by this father's defiant dedication to his son.
Yeah.
I love the movie.
It was great.
That was a good movie.
Yes. Yeah. And so let's go to a break with our song, I Wanna Be the Music by Renee Stahl from Snitch.
I Wanna Be the Music.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
I don't know
up
song,
for best
though.
Song, by the way.
No, it's not.
Okay. I made it up.
Yes.
All right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios KPHX. And we'll be right back after this beautiful song called what, Joseph?
I Want to Be the Music.
You do?
Yeah.
I think you should write a song about I want to be kissed, not on the cheeks, next time.
One cheek. Both cheeks?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Thank you.
And that's Fiddler on the Roof. If I was a rich man. Oh, it wasn't?
No. Oh. It is the theme from Blancanieves, my fourth best movie of the year.
But I like Fiddler on the Roof.
Well, I like Blancanieves.
Oh, okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX. Greg, how do you like how I say that?
Yes.
Okay. And we got Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, Dave Isaac here in studio. This is, what is it, our 2013 Year in Review show.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
and that is not Fiddler on the Roof.
No, it's Blancanieves. It is. It's basically Snow White, as told in. It's in black and white. Oh. With it's a silent film.
Silent.
Silent. Yes.
Like All Is Lost.
No, more like they've got the title cards where you can read certain things that are going on. That's, you know, not that much, but like the artist.
Oh, like Ben Chaplin.
Ben
Charlie
Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. Who's Ben Chaplin?
Ben's a totally different person.
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. Yeah. Kind of like that, yeah.
Silent movies.
But it's all about Snow White.
Oh.
Except for it's in black and white, and it's set in a bullfighting ring. It's in Spain and all that kind of stuff. It is a tremendous. It is a it's an honor. It honors the golden age of cinema. You know, if you love movies, you will love Blancanieves, because it's a celebration of cinema, Spanish culture, and the fairy tales that shaped our childhood.
Oh, nicely said.
Yes, it's so wonderful. It is a bona fide masterpiece of a motion picture that will take your breath away. And until about near the end of the year, it was my number one movie.
It was?
Yes.
Let me get this straight. A silent black and white film is a mind-blowing.
Yes. No, seriously, it is. It will take your breath away.
Hmm.
Okay.
Very interesting.
All right. Well, you'll have to go see it and tell me if I'm wrong.
I like Mel Brooks' silent movie. That was good.
Okay.
That was good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what else has happened this past year, because I know we're an entertainment show, but there's a lot that has happened this year.
Yes.
Did you watch those Jib Jab things where they year in review?
No, I did.
Somebody sends one to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw the Jib Jab one about Bill Clinton once.
Oh, okay. Well, they do one for the end of the year each time, and they did a great job recapping a lot of these awesome things that happened. Some not so awesome. We'll just list some of them if you want to say a word or two about them. Spying NSA, Edward Snowden. That was a big story, huh?
And it still continues to be a big, big story.
Of course, probably the biggest story was the federal government shutdown.
Yes.
That was potentially horrible. Of course, a lot of people very upset about Obamacare.
Or Affordable Care Act, as they call it in the United States.
Yes, yes. And, of course, we had a crack-smoking mayor.
Yeah,
not
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yeah, that was in Canada.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm just going to say the names.
He's running for mayor again.
Yes, I believe so.
Ford.
Very strange guy.
And here's another guy that keeps... this isn't his real name, but he likes to be called Carlos Danger.
Who's that?
Oh, that was the guy
Charlie
with the
Sheen.
Hooker.
Wiener. Anthony Wiener.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was strange.
And, of course, there was all that stuff with the Pope.
Good stuff.
He resigned, and then he, you know. Another,
he resigned?
Well, not resigned. What would you call it?
When did the Pope resign?
He stepped down, and then another
Pope. Pope Francis.
Oh, yeah, the new Pope. Yeah. He's sort of a modern-day Pope, right, Eric?
Yeah, he's very liberal.
Yeah, very. He's very cool. All the right wingers are sort of mad at him.
Yeah,
but they can't be too mad at him. He's the Pope.
And of course, gay marriage legalized
in many states, and some threatening to be closed down, though.
Yes, and then how about Northwest?
Yeah, Northwest is very nice in Oregon, Washington.
No, Northwest is a baby.
Yes.
Oh, what is?
Kanye West is a baby.
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah, and how? Speaking of babies, royal baby.
Oh, royal baby, Prince Diana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, is that her name?
No, Prince Diana.
No, that's not her name.
No, that's not her name.
Why'd you say it?
Kate Middleton is the princess, and I don't know what the baby's name is.
Oh, yeah, Prince Philip or something.
I don't remember the name either. But anyway, Harlem Shaking. We should do a video where we're all Harlem Shaking.
I told Greg on the way up here, Harlem Globetrotters are coming into town. Is that what you mean by Harlem Shaking?
No, not at all.
Okay. I know the Harlem Shuffle.
Harlem Shuffle?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay. Well, how about, speaking of dancing, twerking?
Yeah, twerking is one of my favorite dance moves.
Do you like to twerk?
I do some twerking, but twerking. What's it called?
Twerking.
Yeah, twerking.
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of dates that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus knows how to twerk quite a bit. And someone who probably we have not seen twerk is Paula Deen. Of course, she was in the headlines for saying something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, something not so nice.
Not
of course,
nice.
The Duck Dynasty folks, he was in the he was in the news for saying something not
back.
So nice.
And he's back. He got reinstated.
Yeah, but you expect that from him.
Yes.
He has
true.
A long beard.
Very true. And he doesn't know how to cook. Paula Deen knows how to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Love her greasy stuff.
Related to Jimmy Deen.
Yes, of course.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
What? Blockbuster. Goodbye, right?
Oh, they're gone, right?
They're gone.
Because
they're gone.
Of Redbox?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And Sharknado? What?
Oh, a great movie, Sharknado. Didn't Netflix try to merge with Blockbuster years
possibly,
ago?
Possibly, yeah.
And Blockbuster there was some... laughed at them?
Yes.
And then look what happened.
Yeah, see, that's what happened.
What was the last one?
Good Sharknado.
Day. Oh, the NATO allies, right?
Oh, Sharknado's on Netflix, speaking of Netflix.
Hey. Yeah.
NATO, though.
I never
allies.
Saw Sharknado, but...
Right, Eric? Is it NATO allies?
You haven't seen yes. Sharknado?
No.
Jacknado.
This is unbelievable.
I do like the movie Jack Reaser. Jack Reaser, very good movie.
Some sad things that happened. The Boston Marathon bombing.
Oh, very tragic.
Very tragic. But you know, we can rise to triumph again with Red Sox World Champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, as we mentioned earlier, Nelson Mandela, we lost him.
Very sad. Yeah.
And some political some law trials that were going on. Of course, the big one we talked about it here, Jody Arias.
Oh,
yes. Yes, and...
Hey, she's nuts. And
George, we saw the movie, too.
Yes, we did. And someone
scary.
Else who's nuts is George Zimmerman.
Yeah, he's...
Well,
he's,
that was
he's
a very
nuts.
Weird situation. He gets acquitted, and then he goes in for something else. Like,
well, then he's been harassing his girlfriend, supposedly, yeah. But the last time she withdrew the charges and said that she made the whole thing up.
Wow, very strange situation.
Weird,
there.
Weird people. Weird people. And I don't know what to think of him. Titeo, man, Titeo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the fake girlfriend.
Yes.
It turns out I'm going out with her.
Man, Titeo, you're
no,
going
no,
out
the
with
girl, are. The fake girlfriend. The fake girlfriend.
We've all been out with her.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you have, well, I won't say.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, it's Amanda Berry. Of course,
Amanda,
she was released.
Amanda Bynes?
No, Amanda Berry. A sad, sad situation. Well,
don't know her.
Good for
is
her.
That the girl
for
in the
escaping the house.
Italy.
Oh yeah.
No.
The girl. Oh yeah. But that was
locked up for a long time.
Yeah,
a long time. Yeah.
Oh.
And of course, the fertilizer plant explosion.
Don't know that one.
Okay. Well, that there was a fertilizer.
You know, ever since that happened, all my plants are doing so well.
And, of course, the Yarnell fire. That was very, very sad. Very tragic.
Very, very tragic.
And back at the beginning of the year, we had Beyonce lip syncing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was very odd.
Yes. And
why would she do that?
I don't know. She proved that she had the vocal cords, though, shortly
because
after that.
Because they can't move around the stage and sing at the same time.
Yeah, otherwise you'd be...
But I do enjoy watching her move around.
Hey, do that
stage.
Again, Joseph.
No, thank you.
No, really. We could use that.
No, we'd get dumped. Yeah. But, and, of course, the biggest story of 2013, and it's
Let's
something
guess.
That I really wish that I would have heard at the New Year's Eve party. It's a song.
A hit song.
What?
No, not the fox.
Like, what the fox say?
That's really the number one.
Oh, what?
No, that's just my. I'm just being funny.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying, who could, you know, what the fox say? Ding, 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 ding,
and that is Joseph Erdo, by the way.
God,
okay, for
awesome.
Hollywood agents. So that is the number one?
That's just in my. I'm just being funny.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I was disappointed at my New Year's Eve party that the DJ, because they had a live DJ, and he did not play that song. How could you, you know, say goodbye to 2013 and not play that song?
How could you not? Get us beyond as a DJ right at 12 and say, instead of kissing me on the cheek, kiss me on the lips.
I wasn't a DJ. What?
You could
I'm a DJ now.
Yeah, you could have taken that microphone away from the real DJ.
Yes, well, next year. There's always next year.
Well, we're going to try to do live from Times Square.
Absolutely, absolutely. Only if she's there. So let's go to our next
show. Oh, yeah, I saw a picture.
Do it with
she's
green screen. We'll just put up a green screen.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Dave says she's really cute, but hey.
Yeah, I saw her.
Hey, you're married.
Married. But Greg's not.
Keep your eyes to yourself.
Keep your eyes to yourself, Greg.
Oh, yes. Right. No, I'm just looking at Jason Sudeikis on here.
Well, I'm so sorry. He goes from the girl to Jason Sudeikis.
Wow. All right. Well, let's go to Dave's best random enlightenments. We're getting close to the top here. So let's go to Dave's random enlightenments.
Dave's best random enlightenments of 2013. Number 6. And here's Greg's personal cell number.
We have a sex addiction, and if people want to join in, they could call 602-252-1480. Flexibility is the key. 602-252-1480. No ex-girlfriends allowed to call. And here's Greg's personal cell number.
I like to let you guys get the first one.
Wow, I don't know what it means, but great.
Yuck.
Yuck.
I don't believe in sex addiction.
You don't?
I don't.
Very weird. What do you believe in?
There's no such thing. Come on. That's ridiculous.
It's legitimate. It's a real thing out
there. All right.
There.
BS. Get over it.
Tell us, Eric. If it's not sex addiction,
if you get to have a lot of sex, good for you.
Oh, nice.
Number five. You always get me when I'm eating.
Introducing the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas album. Who doesn't love Dave's mesmerizing rendition of Joy to the World?
Joy to the world.
Very good. Dave gets 2 points.
Bum, bum,
all right, that's,
bum, bum,
that's enough.
Bum, bum,
calm down.
Of course, if there's only one musician whose talent rivals that of the harp strings that Dave calls vocal cords, it would be Eric.
I got food in my mouth. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go.
Had a very shiny nose.
All right.
You always get me when I'm eating.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer just always sounds better when sung through a mouthful of Kathleen's homemade turkey sandwich.
Number four. I became a pimp.
The truth is, a lot of people will go out and look externally. They'll want to buy the Porsche, the Corvette, right? You've heard of that. But I became a pimp.
Really?
Yeah. I did. Okay. It's not funny, but it's truthful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Not too exciting, but Eric, I liked it. What do you think, Eric?
Well, Dave, you look wonderful tonight.
He's wearing his red swimsuit.
Nice.
Yes. Very sexy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm speechless. Do you have cages here?
So we need to get some of those cages.
Wow, you really got to be careful what you say on this show.
Yes, you do. You do. It'll be misconstrued. So, all right. So we mentioned this movie a little bit earlier. It's another horror movie. It's my number three best movie of the year. You are next. It's you did like it, right?
I did.
Eric liked it, and you probably wouldn't say it was one of the best, but you liked it, right?
I liked it. I just knew everything that was going to happen before it happened.
Oh, okay. It kind of took me off guard, but now, do you normally, would you say it was the best horror movie of the year, at least?
Out of the ones I saw, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, very good. And, it will not only scare the living daylights out of you, but it will also afford you one of the most frighteningly fun times that you will have watching a movie all this year. The end result is a uniquely engaging experience. Yes, it has those masks, the fox mask, and the, they have other masks. I've got them on my wall, and, they're just amazing. Just such a scary movie. Go out and rent Your Next if you love horror movies. And the song, we've played it a few times. It is from one of our songs made scary by horror movie show, Looking for the Magic by the Dwight Twiley Band from Your Next. Yeah, so that's what's going to take us into the break. And
the Dwight Twilight Band?
Dwight Twiley Band.
No, Twilight. Because I like Twilight.
What? No, no.
If you mix the two names together, you get Twilight.
Yes. Yeah, see?
The Dave Twilight Band.
Okay, try singing this one. I like your voice. Oh, he knows his stuff.
Eyes.
Oh, right.
Oh, 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 oh. I've been looking. Oh.
That's good. That girl should really re-examine herself for only kissing you on the cheek. Let's get her in with the dysfunctional dating coach.
In my house.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, Studios KPHX. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602 625 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And it doesn't sound like Joseph, but it is Joseph. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KBHX.
I don't care.
And that is Joseph saying,
what they're going to say.
Wow.
Let the storm rage on. Come on, Greg.
He could do Mamma Mia.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Come on, Greg.
I'll pass.
The girl on your phone is the hottest.
Yeah, she is too. But this is the sexiest animated character of all time, Elsa the Snow Queen from Frozen.
So how do you? Oh, how do you go out with an animated character?
In my dreams.
Oh, I don't want to see movies of that. Do you, Eric?
No, thank you.
No.
Hey, Rex had his twins. I'm going to have Elsa the Snow Queen and Candace.
Don't send me the laundry bill. Okay. Anyway, what?
Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, that was number two. That Frozen is my number two best movie of the year.
Eric, did you see Frozen? I didn't see it yet.
No, and I probably will. Never will.
So. I heard it was pretty good, though.
That's good, Eric.
A lot of the
sadly, I will never see it.
He will.
What?
Oh,
I will not.
Have I ruined it for you with the song?
No, the song was okay.
I just don't watch
your voice
like that.
And your voice was good.
Thank you.
Yes.
The song, that is my pick for the best song from a movie of the last of 2013.
The only reason Greg watches those movies is because he's got a small child.
Exactly.
And if I had small children, I would watch those movies like I did Toy Story movies and all those things.
No, Frozen is one that transcends that.
Right, right. Because, actually, Eric's right in a way.
if I didn't have, you know, Mason, right. I probably wouldn't have seen it. But now that I did see it, I will say, it is good.
Yes. It's one that transcends
life. It is good. Say that again.
I'll just leave it at that. We'll just play it next time.
It's got a meaningful message. It's a simple yet engaging story. It's got magnificent musical numbers, beautiful visuals, stuns. It's a remarkably triumphant return to form for Disney. Best Disney movie in many, many years. Since Greg and I were
kids. Better than Shrek?
Just a few years ago.
That's not Disney.
But was it better than Shrek?
I think it was better than Shrek.
Better than Aladdin?
I would say it was better than Aladdin.
Wow. Eric, you saw Aladdin, I'm sure.
No, I did not.
How about Shrek?
Shrek I did because that was when my kids were young.
That was good though, right?
The first one, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then let's...
See, Frozen was good. I don't think it was as good as the original Shrek or Aladdin, but close, but not there, in my opinion.
Right. Now, some other movies that are on my best list, on my top 20, just to let you know, these aren't my number one. I'm going to hide my number one till the end of the show.
Hide it.
But, of course, Don John is on that list. Don John with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Don Johnson,
number one. Oh, okay.
No, that's not number one. That's
Don Juan,
number,
you mean.
That's like number 15
I
or
might
something.
Have to step in real quick, if that's okay.
Yes,
because
okay.
I finally was able to see
you
Don
saw
John.
Don John.
Yes,
okay,
I was very excited to see it. I was very excited during the movie and after the movie. No,
yeah,
it was great. I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you know, just phenomenal in his directorial debut.
Yes.
You know, he's great in everything. You know, as an actor, obviously, but it was funny.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson was good.
Oh, wow.
Her character I didn't like too much.
She is cute.
But she deserved an Oscar.
She did. You know, Julia Moore is great. Nice little scene there with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But I really like Tony Danza making his little comeback there.
I saw her in Match Point the other day.
That's old.
Good stuff there. But no, but it was great because it was funny. You could not saying we could necessarily relate fully to what he did, but you know, guys in general, you know, it just is perfect.
It's
the
tough
way he wrote
to be
it.
A guy.
Yeah, I'd say it's not a breakthrough.
It's tough to be a guy,
but it's very close. You know,
I'd
probably give it 3.5 stars.
Three and a half out of five.
Yeah, 3.5 to 4. Oh. But that's really good because I'm more strict on it than maybe you are.
Well, right.
Like, I never give a movie a 5.
It's okay, tough to be a guy? What does that mean? Greg, what does it mean?
Well, I don't know what that meant, but I'm just saying in general what the movie is about.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else have you seen?
Okay, and speaking of directorial debut...
Ben Stiller.
Okay, Dave, let me talk. That's okay. I know it's hard to do. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yes, I said it was great.
Yeah, very you said good. It was great. And, you know, again, it's a kind of different type of movie and not quite as funny as most Ben Stiller movies, but didn't matter because when the humor was in there, it was at the right spot, especially the Benjamin Button thing they did.
And now you know my
good
Clementine
story.
Cake? The Clementine cake that he was carrying around?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I made that for my birthday last week. It was delicious.
Good. Very
How
good.
Come
you
we didn't get any?
In. But no, I'd say, same thing. I probably give that a 3 out of 5, which again, to me, is good. It definitely thumbs up.
You're tough. Okay.
I'm tough, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
And
what does it mean, it's tough to be a guy?
Just move on from it.
Oh.
So what else? Have you seen anything else that you want to mention?
It's tough to be a guy when they only get kissed on the cheek.
Yes,
you're
it
right.
Is.
There is one more that I've seen, and I have to respectfully disagree with your opinion on this film. Christian Bale, Amy Adams.
American Hustle, I gave a thumbs down to. What?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it was that. Bradley Cooper.
Thumbs up.
You liked it a lot, huh?
I did. Again, I'll give that 3.5.
I did fall asleep a few times.
It was funny. It was...
I was tired.
It was a great... You know, just...
I thought
just,
it was good, though. Great acting.
Yeah, not just because of the great cast and acting, but it was funny, too.
It was the cleavage.
So many good things.
Yeah,
the cleavage was phenomenal. You can't go wrong with some of that.
Yeah, but Joseph
hated
the
cleavage. Are they built for speed or for comfort?
It was distracting.
You know?
It was distracting.
I didn't see the... When is the cleavage distracting?
I couldn't pay attention to the movie.
It is tough to be a guy if you think cleavage... Cleavage?
Cleavage.
Cleavage, Ohio?
But I don't necessarily... I don't agree with what Joseph said, tough to be a guy with it, but because what Joseph Gordon-Levitt wrote, it's true. Not saying guys do exactly what he does every 5 minutes because
he
had the addiction, but it's interesting just how he had the perspective
on that. Sex is out there.
It is. No, and
what's
it was great the way Joseph Gordon-Levitt
had it. Outer space.
That.
Yeah. I mean, outside?
Yeah, I'm pointing to the sky.
Oh, so if we had more time, I'd elaborate more. I know we have a lot to get to still, so that's why. But Don John, all three, actually, that I just talked about, I forgot. We're all good.
Right. Well, my point is, it's tough to be a guy, is that, you know, sex is out there, and we're always, you know, supposed to be, not supposed to be thinking about it, but we're not supposed to be thinking about it, and I don't know. I'm going to try to bury this comment.
Eric, what does that mean?
Clip it out. Clip it out.
I'm not clipping anything out.
Yeah, we're going to use this again.
No. All right. So now.
Sex is out there.
Yes. The truth is out there. It's like the X-Files.
You mean sex is like truth?
Yes. What? All right. Well, let's
The truth will set you free, though.
Like Greg says, we have a lot more to get to. So let's. What were your favorite movies of the year?
Okay. Mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are some of your favorites?
We talked about Snitch. Yes. I liked it. Good. All is Lost. I really put that probably second or third.
Okay.
Blue Jasmine, I liked. Probably in the middle of the road. Secret Life of Walter Mitty, top five.
Oh, good.
Captain Phillips, I might agree with you, maybe number one. Fast and Furious 6, definitely up there. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, loved it. Wolf of Wall Street, no doubt. And my breakthrough, although I'm not going to put it number one because it's a breakthrough for me, but it's not the type of movie that will get any type of awards or anything, and that's Last Vegas.
Are you kidding? Okay.
No, I gave it a breakthrough last time, right?
Okay, yeah.
But if I had to put it in order, I think Captain Phillips, Wolf of Wall Street, and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, followed by All Is Lost, top four of the season.
Wow, you really got
those are good though. Yeah,
those are good.
I don't necessarily have it in order because I forgot what actually came out. But some that I like, especially comedies, were The Millers.
Yes, that was great.
It was phenomenal. Don John, I just brought up probably one of my favorites of the year. Fast and Furious 6, I liked a lot as well.
Can't wait for the next one, April 2015.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, moved it back a little bit. Man, what else was that? Oh, This is the End. I loved This Is the End, Eric. Sorry.
That was so good.
It was fantastic.
Not.
Not. I agree with Eric.
Movie 43, please tell me it's on at least your list.
Yeah, it's not on my favorite list, but I liked it.
Yeah,
I mean, you remember I liked
it a lot.
It's
in my top 20.
It's funny. I like the goofy comedies. Man, what else was that? Oh, a serious one that I liked. I know this sounds weird. The Prisoners, I thought was good.
Okay, yeah, it was good.
So that's up there. And
I know
I'm probably leaving a lot out that I've seen and liked, but, you know, these are just some of them that really seem to like. Was the Django 2013?
Django was 2013,
If it is.
No, sorry, 2012.
I probably didn't mention it last year, so we'll add it to 13, even though it's not.
Yeah. And Eric, how about you? You have any favorites from 2013 movies?
You know what? I watch mostly at home. And I'll go out to the movie theater twice a year. But The Wolf of Wall Street was good. It was a little long, but good. But I see a lot of stuff on Netflix that I bet you've never seen that I think is really good.
You probably,
Like what some of the things?
And I actually have a challenge for you.
Uh-oh.
Because you once mentioned that the movies I mention sometimes are, you know,
older.
Too old for you.
Yes.
But you know, like 70s movies and stuff like that. I want to put together a list of really awesome 70s movies.
Yeah,
movies,
good idea.
And I want you to watch them and review them and see what you think.
Okay. One will be with what's his name? Dennis Hopper and
Peter Fonda.
Yeah, was it called?
Easy Rider? No.
No, that won't be on it?
No, that won't be on it.
It won't be on it.
I think all things considered, 2013 was a really good year for movies.
Some really good movies.
Yeah,
not the greatest of all time, though.
Right. Well, I think that my number one pick, I still haven't told you. I'm going to wait, and we're going to do it here in a few minutes.
Yes.
But I think that would be on my best of all time list.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That happened in 2013?
Yeah. And Frozen might be, you know, close to being on that list.
Another
as well.
One of my favorites, Kick-Ass, too, I liked a lot. Not as much as
the
first
like that one.
I did not like that one.
No.
I am not a crook. Yeah. I did not like that one.
But it was a good year, and we had a great year here on Breakthrough Entertainment with all, we talked about our guests, and a lot more great things to come. We'll be doing some remotes and getting more kisses on the cheeks.
Well, let's hope not.
That's all you, Josh.
Let's hope it's, they're not positionally challenged like the ones you know.
All right. Well, anyway, let's go to, now in terms of Dave's Random Enlightenments, again, we had 20, and these were our top three as chosen by our Breakthrough Entertainment fans.
Oh, yes.
The top three Dave's Random Enlightenments of 2013.
Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of 2013. Number three. How's your closet look?
Okay, let's real quickly get Diane from Phoenix on the air. Diane, welcome to the show.
I don't know how old you guys are, but I would suggest to all of you that if in your relationship the sex is good, the deal breakers would minimize greatly. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I like sex. And I think people go in their relationships not understanding that.
That's an illness. It's a chemical imbalance in your brain.
Okay, so how's your closet look?
Pardon?
How's your closet look?
It depends on how young you are. The older you get, the younger an old person is.
No, your body doesn't matter. What are you talking about? She's not a deal breaker. Like I love her.
Number two, I don't really like hot dogs.
If you're isolated on a road in the middle of nowhere, what are you going to do? You should know how to have happiness. Right? I mean, alone time is good, isn't it? I don't really like hot dogs, but I do have fun myself for apparently no reason. It's phenomenal. I mean, here you are, deserted road somewhere, what, in the desert or whatever? And they had a nice crowd there, 90, maybe 100 people. And I did. I sort of liked it. The audience was participating. It looked incredibly scary. Yeah. Jeepers. Creepers.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Number one. She reminded me somewhat of Kurt Russell.
I think it's called Wife Swap. Yeah. I think it's getting popular. It's sort of interesting. She was a waitress, and she spoke a few words in English. But I had to learn Italian real quick. Was it Italian? Spanish. Yeah. Oh, I love tacos from Taco Bell. Okay, no wonder I couldn't understand it once I learned Italian. But she looked cute, despite the language barrier. She reminded me somewhat of Kurt Russell. Oh, you had some gapes? Are you a Mensa? Wow, that's very exciting. I don't know what it means, but people start doing transformations, changing. You know, I didn't even know what it was about. She was the hot dog champion.
That made me sick.
Yeah, it would make you sick. Come on there.
So that wins the number one.
Yeah, that one, number one. Best Dave's Random Enlightenment of 2013.
Eric, would you agree with that? Would you have voted for that?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely top dog.
Well, if you still like Dave's Random Enlightenments, if you want us to continue with those, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner, and tell us on Facebook that you want us to continue with the Dave's Random Enlightenments, or send us an email, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. Again, that's entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com.
Or send an email to make them stop.
Yeah. Or if you don't like them, yeah, you could tell us that too. You know, because they are time consuming for me to make.
But they're great.
But they are great. So, but I want to hear that from our fans. You know, so let us know if you still want them. But so we still haven't heard what my favorite movie of 2013 is.
Can we get some hints?
Give us some hints.
I'm looking here and I can't figure this out.
Well, one of Eric's least favorite actresses stars in it.
Cameron Diaz?
No. Her first name starts with a G.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, she's definitely number one.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a big fan either. So
I'm not either, but I loved her in this movie. Really? I loved her in this movie.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
Josh Gad was in this movie.
Oh, he's great. Well, I'm going to find out.
Mark Ruffalo as well.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
And it was because of our sex addiction show.
Became addicted?
No.
Oh.
No, we had on our sex addiction therapist as a guest.
And you laid on the couch?
No.
Oh.
No. The movie, my favorite movie, the best movie of 2013 is Thanks for Sharing.
You know why I didn't know? Because on IMDb it comes up as 2012.
Oh, yeah.
But it came out last year. It came out in 2013.
Right. I don't remember that one.
It is real.
Tim Robbins?
Yes, Tim Robbins. Real, honest, and heartfelt. It takes viewers through a remarkable range of emotions affecting anyone and everyone who has ever struggled to open themselves up to love, relinquish all control, or to face life's hardest truths. It's packed with sincere poignancy and impressive performances. Is undoubtedly my favorite flick of 2013. It became available on DVD and Blu-ray.
Does it show Pink getting it on at any point?
Well, no, but okay. She's addicted to sex in the movie, so yeah. Definitely a wonderful movie.
It doesn't show anything.
No, it's not that kind of a movie.
This is the one that takes place in one apartment or something the whole time?
No.
That was something else. That was some
Velvet Morning, yeah. Oh. No, this one is... Josh Gad gets Gwyneth Paltrow. Well, you'll have to see. I don't want to tell you exactly what happens in the movie, but... No, he doesn't get Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm thinking of Pink. Sorry, but anyway, just see the movie and you will be pleasantly surprised.
Who's Alicia Moore though?
That's Pink.
Oh,
they use her real name. But seriously,
is she the one that sings "Get the Party Started"?
Yes,
I love that song.
It's such a.
Does she also sing "Trouble"? I'm Trouble.
Oh, she sings that too.
Right. But the song that's from the movie.
I want to hear
it's gonna take us
the parties
out of the show is from Thanks for Sharing. It is called Hero by Family of the Year. In another minute or so, you'll hear the song.
Family of the Year?
The band is called
or
Family
Phantom
of the Year.
Of the Year.
Family of the Year. The song is called Hero. But, you know, it's just one of those movies. It makes you feel very uplifted, makes you believe in life. And again, you know, just especially after my experience on New Year's Eve.
And what was that experience?
I got a kiss on the cheek. It makes you just feel so, you just like energetic for 2014.
What if it was a kiss on the lips? How would it make you feel?
Yeah, really.
If the cheek did it,
I probably would have passed out, and then you wouldn't have had this show.
Wow! So we know how to pass you out.
Yes, pass
get
me
a
out.
Woman and have her kiss Joseph.
Yeah, but you know this movie makes me feel that good. That's
wow!
What I'm saying.
It does.
Yes.
About passing out?
No, this movie is like getting a kiss on the cheek from the prettiest girl at the party.
She was cute.
Yeah.
Or she is cute.
Yeah.
You think she's listening?
I don't know, but...
Oh. Candy.
Candace.
Yeah.
If she
Candy.
Is, it will either help or hurt you.
Yes, exactly. Especially Dave. I blame Dave.
Yes. Yes. I'm your manager.
But there'll be plenty
Who's your
more...
daddy?
No. There'll be plenty more to come in 2014.
And like, here's the song. What's it called?
To be a hero.
Oh, he has a nice voice.
I don't want to be a big
He may not be a good kisser, but you can sing like the wind.
Else. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it means either.
Masquerade.
Oh, that's very good.
I don't want to be
that is
a
Joseph
part
Erdo,
of your
Pop
parade.
40. Yeah, celebrity here on Breakthrough Entertainment. 1480 AM KPHX. Stay tuned for a real hockey talk coming right up. We got my namesake, David Isaac, calling in. The Philadelphia Flyers are in town tonight, and he reports on them. And Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank
great
you.
2013. Greg Isaac, great 2013. Eric, thank you. And we'll be right back.
We can whisper.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.